San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Sunday, June 16, 2024. Happy Father's Day. Today's message is Our Father's Children by our lead practitioner, Mr. Noble Benning.
All right. Whew. Now I know. In that song, they were just sharing their insights and beliefs that in order to know God, you must experience God's work in your own personal life. As they talked about, you know, someone can tell you about God, but until you actually experience God's presence, God working for you, it is just like he's somebody that's there, but you don't feel connected to him. So let me just center ourselves and let's say what we believe as we do each Sunday to get ourselves centered. We believe in the living Spirit Almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation, but is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It is the logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. So today's lesson title is Our Father's Children. As I thought about what to present on this subject, Our Father's Children, on Father's Day, Spirit started bombarding me with all sorts of angles to speak about in regards to fatherhood. However, a theme that kept reinserting itself was first and foremost honoring my Alpha Omega Father within me that doeth the work on this Father's Day that Reverend Mark so eloquently talked about a little earlier. And I am one of our Father's children, just as each and every one of you is one of Father's children. And everyone, as we move forward into the role of the male of the father, we'll talk about the father within. And then as we learn about the father within, a father can't teach something that he doesn't know. So if I, as the father, have not experienced the father within that doeth the work, I can't really share anything about what I don't know. And at least for me, in my life experiences, I've had some trials and tribulations, and I have chose, even as a youngster, to connect with that Father within. I do believe in the omnipresence, and just as Jesus said, the Father doeth the work for him, I'm absolutely sure, because of the experiences that I've had, the Father has done the work for me. And I just want to share that first and foremost, and then we go into the role of the Father. So when I looked up Father from my good friend Noah Webster in the 1828, there was one definition that I really liked. And it was the Father, the first ancestor, the progenitor of race or family. So we have Father, Mother, God, and then there was co-creation in which you and I are a part of, as stated in Genesis 1, verse 27, as it reads, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." So as we talk about a father, however, you have a biological father and you have a spiritual father. Since I try to practice living in the spiritual world, I'm aligned with the spiritual father. Yes, I have a biological father, but for a while, my biological father was not in my life. So I'm grateful that I had a spiritual father. And later on in life, my biological father did become my spiritual father as we grew up later on. However, having that spiritual father was beneficial for me, in which at the time when I had the spiritual father, I didn't know, you know, about those things. So as I was growing myself and being introduced to the spiritual concepts that I was taught by being in foster care and being in a home where there was my foster parents was a minister and his first wife. So God has always been looking out for me from the standpoint of putting me in that position. And I'm grateful for that experience that I had, because I know from experience that some people that were in foster care did not come out unblemished. But I can say that in my foster care experience, I don't have any horror stories. I only have good things. So I'm grateful to God, the Father God, the spiritual God that was in my foster father. So what does a spiritual father do? He imitates. And how does he imitate? And when I was getting information, one thing that I read and I want to share with you, the Holy Spirit is our Father's agent. He unveils the Father to us. To the degree that he does, this will become spiritual fathers. I also found that they stated that there are three dimensions of God's fatherhood that we're seen to imitate. The first one was discipline and affectionate. So first, God the Father is an affectionate disciplinarian, and so are the spiritual fathers who imitate him. It is never either one or the other. It is always both. They do this because this is what our Heavenly Father does. He disciplines the children that he loves, as stated in Hebrews 12, verses 7 through 8. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? Verse 8 says, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So if you're not aligned with God, the Bible says you're a bastard. The second thing is teach the model. God taught and then modeled in his son. So he taught. And he taught Jesus what needed to be taught. And he sent Jesus down to show us how to commune with him. So we look through Jesus to see God, the Father. John 14, verse 9 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them, saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? So what he's saying is that Jesus demonstrated when he did his works, he always told us. He didn't take credit for that. He said it was the Father that doeth the work. So as we learn from the way shower, Jesus never said that he was God. He always gave the glory to God. So as I look at and read the Bible, because one of the things that a spiritual father does is that he reads spiritual scriptures, one of them being the Bible, and you become that. There are so many things from the Bible that have served me throughout life that I didn't always know the power of. And I'll go a little, we'll get into that in a little detail. I'm going to continue to go down this track here. The third item was combine initiative with humility. As seekers of truth, it is possible to be a biological father, but not a spiritual father to one's children. This is not a biblical ideal. We want to be both a biological and a spiritual father to our children. I hope by God's grace to motivate biological fathers to gladly assume the responsibility and privileges of being the children's spiritual father. I'm not saying that spiritual fathers model perfectly. Far from it. I'm suggesting, though, that to effectively teach their children, the Bible is a part of that. And then you sincerely attempt to become it. You need to know what the Word of God is as your model. The Bible gives us a way of living. Also, as we gain that personal relationship, you have that direct revelation. You do have the opportunity, though, for God to speak to you directly, because each situation is different. The Bible gives us basic things, but we are individuals. We have individual issues in life that sometimes vary. So in the Bible, we're given stories of people who were living their lives in their situations. So those are examples. However, they may not be the exact situation that we're actually living in. So that's where that direct revelation and that personal relationship with God comes in, because you ask God what you need, not what you saw somebody else need, because what they need may not be your needs. And that's a part of, for me, being a spiritual father, having that understanding. And as you go through that yourself, you now have the knowledge and the wisdom to share that with someone else. Yes, God works for me, and he's going to work for you, but he may not work for you in the same way that he works for me. So don't be surprised. And also know that it's not supposed to happen like that, because your inspiration, your love and desires may be different than mine, and that's okay. However, the root, the foundation is that the Father will do the work for you, just as the Father did the work for Jesus, and the Father does the work for me. I'm going to read something from The Science of Mind that spoke to me. It's on page 330, paragraph 2. And what it says is, the whole of God is present at any and every point within God. It was to this indwelling spirit that Jesus prayed, for God is within man as well as throughout all creation. It is that thread of the all-sustaining beauty which runs through all and doth all unite. His lines have gone out into all places. There is no place where God is not. That's powerful. If each and every one can embrace that for themselves. A lot of times people feel that they're alone. However, I've learned through experience that I'm never alone. God is always with me. God is always working for my good when I allow that. Like Reverend Mark had touched upon something when he said, say yes. There's so much power in saying yes. And I just want to share some of my experiences just recently in saying yes. I had taken some road trips. Some of them were planned, some were unplanned. However, the initial one was I said yes. And as I said yes, and I moved my feet, took the preparation to go to the places where I was supposed to go, I just said, yes, I'm going to do this. And I put my faith and trust in God that he would see me through whatever needed to be through so that I could get done what my goal was. And it happened so wonderfully. And that isn't the first time that has happened. So as we have talked about, now I know that God will do these things. God has done these things in my life. And I've had the opportunity to observe others as well. And a good friend, he had a medical situation, but he knew, and his relationship with God told him he was going to be all right. And that's what he spoke, those words. I'm not worried about this because I know that I'm going to get through it. And as the months went by and I observed him, he kept speaking his truth. He kept speaking his faith. And lo and behold, he got the diagnosis that everything was clear. So when I get to experience God working for others, and I have my own relationship with God, and I believe just as God worked for him, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, God will work for me. And just as I've seen that with one, I've seen that with others, and that just bolsters my own faith. And as my own faith grows, the only thing that we can give to one another is what we have inside. So as God reveals himself to you, as you allow God to reveal himself to you, it just adds to your faith. It adds to the trust, the belief, the knowingness that there is a Father within that will do the work. And as a spiritual father, that is something that I like to share with everyone, because at times we are fathers and we are children. Just as we are teacher and student, we can be fathers and children all in one, because we're always going to be children of God. And it's at times when a spirit speaks to us to lend ourselves to someone else so that their life can be better. Because we are here to love and support one another and to enjoy life. And at least that's what God has given me. And since that is what I have inside, that is what I release to people that I meet. And I'm grateful for that. There's another there's something else that I want to read in The Science of Mind, too. It's on page 344, paragraph 2. And it talks about your thoughts. From the standpoint that what we think about comes about, there's power in our thoughts. So as a spiritual teacher, I think it's important for the spiritual teachers to remind people of the importance of how they think. In The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes tells us, change your thinking, change your life. That is something that I've been so grateful that I was exposed to, because so many times we can sabotage ourselves by what we think and how we're thinking. So if I have faith that there is a Father that doeth the work, I don't have to have any type of negative thoughts, because God doesn't live in negativity. God is a loving God. And as I've experienced it, whatever the trials and tribulations, there's a biblical script, and I can't give you the place in there, but it goes something like this: if God brings it to you, he'll bring it through you. And I heard that, and as God has continued to bring me different things in my life, he has always brought me through it. So as that has been my truth and my experience, that's another thing that I can share with others as I'm being that spiritual father. And I have faith. and my faith will not waver. And that is the faith that I truly desire for others to have, to connect to your own faith, to allow the Father within you to do that work, and to be faithful that that is true. I can tell you that is true when you allow it. So what it said there was, the greater your consciousness, your awareness of the one of the indwelling I am, the more fully he will live in you and through you. Indwelling means it's already inside you. You don't have to go looking for it. Your job is to discover the truth that God lives within you. And that's a central part to me of knowing thyself. Because once you truly know yourself, you're going to know the Father that is doing that work for you. And you're going to have that faith and that belief. And again, as we support this with spiritual scriptures from the Bible, there are other philosophers, there are sages, where God has spoken to them and given them wisdom. He shared his wisdom. And just as, and that's the collaboration of the spiritual fathers that are around sharing their wisdom with one another. So if you don't necessarily have it, there's a place where you can be guided so that you can acquire that yourself. Is everybody with me? Okay. Some of the things I think that it's important is to, we talk about tools. What are some of the tools that a spiritual father can use? For me, it's always been, there's so much power in the fruits of the Spirit for me. And those are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now, I just listed off quite a few virtues. And I recommend, I suggest that you find out more about those virtues, because for me, those virtues are absolutely necessary. If we want to be unconditional lovers, if we don't have a handle on those fruits of the Spirit, I don't know how we can be unconditional lovers. I don't know how we can love God above no one else without really feeding those fruits of the Spirit, because a lot of times, sometimes people feel like God isn't answering their prayers, but God is always listening. How are you preparing yourself to receive God? Because one of the things that, and I was reading in Galatians about things that we're not supposed to be doing. Galatians 5, 19 through 26, they talk about, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, which are we're not supposed to be doing. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, or sedition, or heresy. Now, I don't know if we've heard those things that we're not supposed to do. We always hear different things, but I think that to have a solid base, we should know what type of life we're supposed to be living. And we should not be thinking thoughts that are of adultery or fornication, murder, drunkenness. That's not who God is. So we don't want to be going down those lines. So if we're going to live that life, we can't be surprised when life isn't working, because that's not the life we're supposed to be in. That's the things of the world. The spiritual world, God doesn't live that life. And I want to live the life where God is pleased with me and God feels at home. If I'm an adulteress, I'm not leaving a place for God in my heart. But if I remove that, I'm now making myself available for God to be in there. As a spiritual father, those are the type of things that I want to be sharing with my children, wherever they are, who will listen. The importance of spiritual growth for a father. Now I have to, if I want to grow as a spiritual person and to be that father for others, then there's work that I have to do on me. Again, as I alluded to before, it is important for me to do as I say and not to tell you to do something that I'm not doing. A spiritual father leads by example. He doesn't tell you to do something that he's not willing to do or that he has not done. I don't believe, at least for me, that's how it works. So I'm just grateful that God is in my life and he has shaped me in the way that he has. And that allows me then to go out and be that example, because all I can do is be the reflection of God that is expressing itself through me. And as I am being that, and as I embrace love thy neighbor as I love thyself, and knowing that everybody that I come into contact is my neighbor, and that I can be a spiritual father not only to my child, but to God's children, because I'm just an extension of God. We are all extensions of God. So we can learn from one another. We can, and for me as a father, it's just a joy for me to be able to help those that I've helped co-create, to live that life of righteousness, to be able to experience love and joy just as I'm experiencing it. I want everyone to experience the love of God that I experience, the protection of God that I experience. I feel like I can go anywhere and feel comfortable, and I want for others to be able to feel that way. And it's possible. I know that it's possible, because just as God is in me, that same God can be in you, giving you those things that you need to make you feel comfortable, to make you feel that there's nothing that you can do, to make you feel that there's no place that you are that God is not, that you're safe everywhere, and that as you continue to grow your relationship with God, more is given to you. It's God's power is unlimited, so your power is unlimited when you say yes. It is just that easy to say yes and to believe. Also, just as Reverend Mark alluded to, I can say that I want something to happen, but if I don't believe it, and the things that I speak to myself, if I say that I believe that this is going to happen, in the next breath, I can't say, oh, but it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You just said, I don't trust you, God. And do we, in order to make it work, it has to be in truth, and there has to be that belief. That was the thing that one of the most important things that I got from Jesus, was his belief, his faith, his belief that the Father within him is doing that work. So he didn't really worry about things. He just lived his life, and he allowed God to flow through him and guide him. And he had the trust and belief that if I say yes and I believe and I follow what my father has told me to do, all will work out. And I've got to experience that in my own life. So that's another reason that I can share that, and that's something that I can share with others. Experience is the best teacher. Now, I can tell you all these things about how God has worked for me. I want you to do the work so that you can experience God working with you. That's one of the things that Ernest Holmes challenges us. Don't take my word for it. Do the work that I suggest that you do. Do the work that Spirit guides you to do and see what happens. See what the results is. And so far in my life, if I'm saying yes to the Father and I'm following what he tells me to do, it has always worked out. Am I the only one that that's happened to?
No.
All right. And that's the beauty. For me, that's the beauty of fatherhood. It's being able to love, because God is love. And for me, God spoke to me saying that in order to honor me, be the best loving person you can be. That's what Spirit keeps feeding me. God is love. I'm supposed to be loving, along with some of the other virtues that God is, the joy, the peace, the understanding. Be those. Learn how to develop those. Understand those within yourself. And as you understand those and start using those, that's God. You're calling up God. When you call up love, that's God. When you're calling up joy, you're saying, God, I want more of you. That's what I found. And that's what I try to teach as a spiritual father. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for all that you do in my life, each and every day, each and every moment. Thank you for the strength that you give me through all the trials and tribulations that you brought, knowing, though, that you will never forsake me. You will never leave me without returning love and joy into my heart, regardless to what I go through. And just as that is my truth, is there anybody else that can say yes to that here?
Yes.
And that's what a spiritual father is about. You know, there's a spiritual mother, and we honored the spiritual mothers on Mother's Day. But today is about the fathers. So I thank you for your time. Commitment. We have a second song.